Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good morning, everyone. It's Jane Quasar again and Billy, and welcome to our Zora call. We have got such a wonderful, wonderful show for you today. We have a wonderful physician. His name is Dr. Brad Weeks. And then, of course, we also have Dr. Russell Johnson with us today. So I've got them on the call. I just want to quick give my own intro in regards to both of them. So let me go ahead and get started. So let's get going. All right. A little bit about Dr. Weeks. We've known him for a few years already, and he's a medical doctor, regular MD. He specialized, you know, in his training in psychiatry as well as internal medicine. But he grew from that. It expanded in terms of being able to assist in preventative medicine. He went and studied, in regards to nutrition, as well as to be trained in acupuncture, massage, music therapy, homeopathy. He's also founded what we call the American Epitherapy. And most of us probably don't know anything about that, but it has to do with beehive products like the honey and the pollen and propolis and the jelly and the bee venom. And he uses that when he puts it all together, however way he formulates that, and helps a lot of people with many illnesses as well as for pain. Now, besides all of that, he's also the founder and president of what we call the Corrective Health Institute, of which I'm going to ask if he could just expound more on that particular institution and what he's doing in terms of helping people with that organization. Now, Dr. Johnson, apparently from all of that, he's a great teacher. He's a lecturer all over the place. He's a great physician. And so we can't wait for him to talk to us about what he feels about the RAIN products and all the other things that he does. So we welcome Dr. Weeks. And also Dr. Russell Johnson, bring Dr. Russell Johnson in first. He's going to go ahead and say more about Dr. Weeks and et cetera. And Dr. Russell, of course, we know he's a very prominent entrepreneur. He has his own radio station. He's been broadcasting all over the world, across the nation especially, for many, many years. All of the people that he's interviewed and the topics he's interviewed has been very, very vast, from UFOs and aliens to spirituality and great products and wealth and management, et cetera, et cetera. So I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and give the floor over to Dr. Russell Johnson. Dr. Johnson, thank you for being here with us today. And I'm just going to go ahead now and here you go. Welcome.
Okay,
Dr.
well,
Johnson.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to a new day. So listen, yeah, we're glad to be here on this planet Earth to at least fulfill the purpose and goals and objectives that we came here for. Now, but Dr. Weeks, you really talked about Dr. Weeks very enthusiastically, and I think that's really dynamite because we all honor, respect, and know Dr. Weeks and all the work that he has done. And with specifically now, let's just do this. With RAIN International, which is a company that started 11-11-11, now it's now more than seven years old, and it's in, I think, about 47 countries now, and they have about five or six different dynamic products that really are giving people a lot of relief. Now, I was listening to, not too long ago, Dr. Weeks, when he was talking about taking RAIN International, or taking Soul, the product Soul, and what it has done for them. And since he has done not only a lot of research on the product, but he has his own personal experience. So without delaying it any further, Dr. Weeks, thank you very much for being with us. Now, bring us up to speed in terms of the product Soul specifically and what it has done for you. And then let's go over all the nuances and delineate the effectiveness of the other products, if you may. I really appreciate you being here to help us out with all of this.
Yeah, Dr. Johnson, thank you. It's my pleasure. This is Brad Weeks. I'm coming to you from Seattle, Washington area. We actually live on a beautiful island off the coast of Seattle. So it's very exciting to have shared these amazing seed nutrition products with people over the last 7 years. And as a medical doctor, I'm in the category of holistic or natural medical doctors who are trained conventionally. I did 2 years of research at Massachusetts General Hospital in mineral metabolism, looking at osteoporosis and such. I had the chance to work with Michael Hollick, who's considered Mr. Vitamin D. I was his research assistant. Michael, I think, is in line for a Nobel Prize for his work with vitamin D. But we were always trying to understand the biochemistry and the physiology behind ailments, not just give drugs to suppress symptoms. I mean, everyone with a headache knows it's great to be able to take a drug and get rid of the headache. But it's another question, and for my patients, a more important question, to figure out why they're having the headache before you simply suppress the symptom. And go to the cause, strike the root of the imbalance, correct that. So I founded something about 15 years ago called the Corrective Health Institute, CHI. We like to remember that because of the chi or the energy that flows through the body. But the Corrective Health Institute has a organization that it supports called the Medical Information Chimes, Corrective Health Institute Medical Information System. And that's where we analyze all sorts of remedy potentials, all sorts of herbs and seeds and all sorts of different tinctures and so forth from the natural world, God-given, which we can determine the risks and the benefits, the pros and the cons. So for the past 30 years, my medical practice has been primarily getting people off of prescription medications by correcting their imbalances so that they don't need these foreign, synthetic, patented, expensive substances we call drugs. Now, that makes me kind of a heretic in the medical community because, as you all know, MD, which used to be a quite august surname, a nice title, to be an MD was something which created a lot of respect once upon a time. I'm here to tell you those days are unfortunately gone because most medical doctors work for the pharmaceutical industry. So I consider MD nowadays to mean marketing director, not medical doctor, but marketing director for Big Pharma. Again, I'm a critic of the overuse of prescription drugs on all fronts for all age groups. I think that that's happening simply because of the profit motive. There are much safer, much more effective, and much more cost-effective remedies available. And so, Dr. Johnson, that's what I'm leading up to, is that as a holistic medical doctor for 30 years, I've been paying attention to what really works, what's safer and more effective. And about 7 years ago, a good friend of mine, whose wife had been suffering with terrible neck pain because of being rear-ended by a snowplow, he knew that I was interested in products at work, and he called up and said that these products from a company called Rain International, which are made from crushed organic non-GMO seeds, had been able to help his wife stop taking pain medication after her motor accident being rear-ended by a snowplow. And so he thought I'd be interested. And, you know, I'd played sports growing up through high school and college, football, hockey, and lacrosse, and in college I was a ski jumper. So I was always using my body a lot. And Dr. Johnson, as you may have known from what I've told you earlier, I had chronic back pain for about 20 years. And as a holistic medical doctor, I tried all sorts of things which many doctors wouldn't even think about, like bee venom therapy. The bee venom, which is part of the American Apitherapy Society that I started, using the venom from the honeybee can be very, very powerful medicine. I tried something called prolotherapy and platelet-rich plasma, PRP therapy, ozone locally, lots of things. Nothing really helped it. The reason I'm sharing what I'm sharing today with our guests on this radio broadcast is because when I started taking the product called Soul, which is a 2-ounce packet of crushed seeds with some natural sweeteners. These seeds. Go ahead,
Jane. Excuse me, Dr. Weeks. You know, it seems like it's not. There's a little bit of a break in some of the words. Russell, how are you? Are you hearing it pretty clearly on your end?
Yes, for the most part, except that I do hear, you know, a little bit of, you know, break up a little bit from time to time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, let me just continue, Jane, and interrupt me if it's not coming across, and I'm happy to try something else. But what I want our listeners to understand is that someone who had had back pain for 20 years, at that time I was in my mid-50s, 20 years of back pain, after taking this product, Soul, which we're going to talk about, one packet twice a day for 2 days, my back pain disappeared. And I was shocked. But I'm a pragmatist, and I pay attention to what works. So I started studying the ingredients in the product called Soul, and I found a tremendous amount of peer-reviewed attesting to its very powerful anti-inflammatory benefits. The literature was published, but nobody was talking about it because there's no cute little drug reps running around in short skirts to doctors' offices telling them about something which cannot be patented. Remember, the doctors learn from the drug reps and from the drug pharmaceutical industry-sponsored conferences, and they read the pharmaceutical industry advertised budget peer-reviewed journals. So the whole thing is driven by big pharma. Nobody wants to talk about a inexpensive, safe and effective and cost-effective product made from seeds. But that was the best product for me. And in the past 7 years, I've given these products to thousands of people with all sorts of serious degenerative ailments. And here's the take-home message for your listeners. If any of them are taking prescription medication, for the most part, or modulated from the natural form, and these products are giving some benefit, but by definition, they're hurting the listener as well. Anybody who's taking a prescription medication is having some negative problems and side effects from the medication. So if they agree that they would like to take less prescription medication, either a lower dosage or to taper off of a medication, we have the answer for them from the seeds. Now, let me be a little bit more specific about this. When you talk about getting people off of medications, that can be tricky, and usually a medical doctor should be observing the process and coaching so that it doesn't happen too rapidly. But many people believe, Jane, that they are not allowed to get off their medications. In fact, we had one gal who started taking Soul and another product called Core, and her blood sugar started to become so normal that her blood sugar medication, her diabetes medication, was driving her blood sugar too low. So she called me up and she said, I have to stop taking the seeds because my blood sugar is too low. And I said to her, have you considered tapering off of your prescription medication for diabetes now that it's no longer needed? And she said, am I allowed to do that? That's how indoctrinated we are, Dr. Johnson, with the pharmaceutical industry. But what I'm telling your listeners is that whatever drug they're taking, whether it's for pain or whether it's for premenstrual tension or whether it's for migraines or diabetes or heart disease, you have to understand that the majority of these ailments, everything from asthma, bronchitis, backache, Crohn's disease, diabetes, you know, any of the, I can go right down the alphabet, esophagitis, you know, fatigue syndromes, right down the alphabet to zits. They're all driven by inflammation. Let's just remember that. Cancer itself, driven by inflammation. If you have cancer, you have to shut down the inflammation in your system and the cancer will retreat. Diabetes is inflammatory. Heart disease is inflammatory. So if you're taking a product like Soul, which has the three most powerful anti-inflammatory seeds in nature, that's going to be the black cumin, the raspberry, and the Chardonnay grape seed. If you're taking this product Soul, you're getting the safest and most powerful anti-inflammatory on earth. Now, why haven't people been eating seeds like that on a regular basis? When you make lemonade or when you make orange juice, why do you throw away the seeds? Well, two simple reasons. Number one, they're bitter. They don't taste good. And number two, they're encased in a husk, which is hard to chew and digest. So we throw away the seed of all of the fruit we eat. We throw away the apple seeds. We throw away the pumpkin seeds. We throw away the seeds of the grapefruit. And folks, do a little research and understand that just the way every parent on this phone call has invested a tremendous amount into their child, also the plant invests a tremendous amount in its child, which is the seed. And that's why the seed of any plant has 20 times the nutrients, 20 times the nutrients as the flesh of the vegetable or the fruit that it came from. If you want to be well nourished, eat the seeds, and you're going to get 20 times the nutrition than you would otherwise be getting. If somebody gives you seedless watermelon, complain. Say you want the seeds. Now, it's hard to digest the seeds, but it's important to eat the whole seed, the husk and all, because the husk of the seed is the guardian angel of the seed. And the husk is full of all sorts of nutrients, immune-enhancing glycoproteins. You want to eat the whole seed, not an extracted seed oil. Don't come away from this conversation thinking you can go to the store and get an extracted seed oil. Those will simply go rancid and be bad for you. But the product sole has these three anti-inflammatory seeds. What about the product core, C-O-R-E? And these are all available at a website that Jane can show you so that you can do some more research on these. But the product core, in contrast to the product Soul, which is anti-inflammatory, Core has some anti-inflammatory benefits, but it also is primarily a detoxification drink. This is fabulous. We have the seeds of the milk thistle, which is the best plant for cleaning out your liver. And everyone on this call knows that our livers are being attacked by all sorts of junk food and all sorts of pesticides, glyphosate, and everything else. So you need to clean house. By taking the core, you're doing your detoxification of the liver with the milk thistle seeds and of the cranberry seeds. That helps your urinary tract and your kidneys. Seeing an alarming increase in chronic kidney disease now. The kidneys are taking a beating from all the pesticides, all the bad water that we're all being fed, chloride and fluoride and so forth. So getting a good water system is important. But detoxifying the kidneys with the cranberry seed is very, very valuable. And the third seed in the product core, in addition to the milk thistle for the liver and the cranberry seed for the kidneys, is the black cumin seed. Again, the top anti-inflammatory seed in the world, which allows all of your toxins to leave your system. So that's the product called core. But in addition to those seeds in core, we have a tremendously powerful assortment of greens, including kale, marvelous kale, which is high in sulfur and helps with detoxification. Dandelion, again, high in sulfur, very powerful, not just as a cancer remedy, but as a immune-enhancing agent, but also detoxification with the dandelion. So kale and dandelion, wheatgrass, aloe vera, spirulina, and chlorophyllin. That's what you get in a packet of core. Get a fabulous detoxification, and you get basically your greens to alkalinize. I'm gonna just go through some of the other products because Dr. Johnson suggested it'd be good to talk about them, and I'll give them in some short detail, Jane. But the next product we get excited about is a protein powder made from seeds, and that's called Form. It comes in chocolate or vanilla, but it's very important for people who have illnesses to get adequate, good digestible protein. I hear all the time that people get the diagnosis of cancer. That's my specialty, is to help people not need chemo and radiation. But I hear all the time that people get the diagnosis of cancer and then they become vegetarian, which often means they'll become vitamin depleted in terms of the B vitamins, and they won't get enough good protein. Now, why do you need good protein? Because the immune system requires protein to fight its battles. And if you starve yourself of protein, it's like not giving your sentry, your guards, any ammunition to defend the castle with. You need protein, but it has to be bioavailable. And the branched-chain amino acids in the product Form, the seed-based protein powder, are excellent for immune enhancement. anybody with any autoimmune illness and good quality protein. The fourth product, which we're excited about, is a product called Bend. So if you're able to bend over and tie your shoes or pick something off the floor, it's because you have healthy joints, ligaments, and tendons. And this product, Bend, helps people with their joints and ligaments and tendons. It has curcumin and B12. It has a vegetarian glucosamine sulfate. It's a superb tonic for the joints, the ligaments, and tendons. And I can tell you that from experience, because on January 2nd, I was coming down the stairs too fast. I ended up popping my Achilles tendon. But what did I do? Every morning, I take 8 ounces of a cold water mixed with one Bend and one Core. And that helps my tendon heal faster than anyone else has seen a tendon heal. I'm about 2 months ahead of schedule here. I also take the sole, and I would rub the sole on the sore tendon area. Remember, sole from seeds are omega-6 fatty acids, so they actually go through the skin. You can rub the sole on a sore headache or a sinus infection, or you can rub it on a sore back or a sore knee. You can rub it on topically. So we've gone through anti-inflammatory sole, detoxifying core, protein anabolic building up form, and now I'm talking about the product Bend, and the Bend is for joints, ligaments, tendons. Again, all natural, organic, very bioavailable, helpful products. These are products which are very, very effective. You notice the benefits right away. The next product is a product called Pure, which is a tonic for the gut. Think about leaky gut or diverticulitis or diverticulosis, any of the gastric and intestinal problems. These are the pre and the probiotics. The probiotic, you know, is what you get in sauerkraut or in any of the fermented foods. It's the right organisms to be living in your gut to do the work that you need them to do. That's the probiotic. So what's a prebiotic? Well, a prebiotic kind of sets the table and makes sure there's enough food for those probiotics to get established so they don't just pass through you. And we have a product called Pure, which has some pumpkin seed and some other wonderful ingredients. Comes in a lemon lime or a fruit punch flavor, and it's a packet you can take with you through TSA and so forth. All of these products go easily through TSA, and it's a wonderful tonic for the gut. The last product which I'll mention is a product called Reverie. And Jane, I have to tell you, this product is really one of my favorites because it's a healthy skincare product line. It's not a make you beautiful product line. It's we're going to help your skin be healthy. And when the skin is healthy, it becomes radiantly beautiful. And the Reverie has a three-part system to it. It has a cleanser, which is oil-based. That makes so much sense to have oil cleaning up oil. You can't clean up an oil slick with, you know, water. So you need an oil-based cleaner. We have stem cells from seeds. We have a serum. We have a conditioner. We have a wonderful skincare product line. Now, the company Rain is the seed nutrition company. There is really no competition. Other people are doing extracted seed oils. Of course, you can get any of these oils. You can get these seeds from different places. But nobody's putting together the synergistic blends that we have, which give people remarkable results. Remember, I was then the mid-50-year-old doctor who had 20 years of back pain. And after 2 days of taking this product, the back pain went away. We have thousands of testimonials of people who had all sorts of chronic illnesses, which they no longer require medication for. Now, remember, I'm not saying that these seed nutrition products treat or cure any illness. That would be inappropriate because the FDA says anything that treats an illness is a drug. So by definition, water, which treats dehydration, according to our federal government, is a drug. And anybody who says to you, you look dehydrated, drink water, is practicing medicine without a license. That's a whole nother political nonsense. So I can't tell you that these cure ailments, but I can tell you that, and here's the kicker, if you take these seed products appropriately, you will not need as much prescription medication, or you can take it less frequently or lower dose. And that's because you have changed your lifestyle. Now, let me give you an example. If we had in front of me a gentleman who was 400 pounds and didn't exercise at all and ate cookies and donuts and ice cream, he would be an obese diabetic. There is a treatment for this gentleman which does not require prescription medications. Everybody on the phone call today knows what that treatment is. Change the lifestyle, change the diet, change the exercise process, and then he will get healthier. The loss of health is not consequent to a deficiency of synthetic patented drugs. The loss of health is not consequent to taking too few synthetic drugs. We have to get away from that mindset. The drugs kind of insinuate themselves and try to give you a temporary symptomatic solution, but the real cure, the corrective institute protocols require optimal nutrition as well as other lifestyle changes. And if you're going to want to optimize somebody's nutrition, whether it's your one-year-old baby or your 91-year-old grandparent or your athlete, your son who's trying to become a better baseball player, anybody who wants to optimize their nutrition will perform better, not only in terms of health, but also in terms of schoolwork and so forth. So it all begins with optimizing nutrition. The best way to do that is with organic non-GMO seeds. So, Jane, I could keep talking, unfortunately, for another 6 hours. Why don't you interrupt me and ask any questions?
Okay. I think I'm going to go ahead and get started with hey, Russell?
Yes.
Yeah, right, I was here. Wondering, perhaps I'm wondering if I could, if you could bring one of those individuals in for testimony. Otherwise, we'd love to be able to hear your testimony as well, and then I'll go ahead and open up the board for some questions.
Yeah, the thing I would like to ask the doctor, because he went through Core, Soul, Ben, Form, and he talked about the probiotic, which is the pure. What would be a person who is trying to stay healthy and stay away from the medications, if you will, what would be a protocol for a person on the average? Say the baby boomers. What would be the protocol for now? There are 10,000 baby boomers who are retiring every day, and that will continue for the next 13 years, and most of whom have some health challenges. What would be a protocol in terms of for them to get on the product and to stay healthy or lean toward the healthy element of the of life?
You know, Dr. Johnson, that's a great question, and I'll give you a quick, simple answer. There is to take one packet of Soul first thing in the morning and one packet of Soul last thing before you go to bed at night. Now, the reason I say it first thing in the morning and last thing before bed is you want to take it away from food, and if you take it right before bed, like 5 minutes before bed, and in fact, Dr. Johnson, I like to actually brush my teeth with the Soul, because what's better for gingivitis than an anti-inflammatory seed oil that has the natural 5-carbon sugar xylitol? That's what dentists give you to kill the strep mutans in the mouth. You have a wonderful toothpaste here by brushing with the Soul, but take the Soul right before bed and first thing in the morning. And then the Core, which is that amazing detox product with all those greens, I personally don't like the taste of it, Dr. Johnson, so I mix it in 8 ounces of cold water, and I take that for breakfast and for lunch. That's a great way to do it. Now, if the average baby boomer took one packet of Soul twice a day and one packet of Core twice a day, that would be, because there's 30 packets in each box, I tell people, order a box of Soul and a box of Core and take it as directed, one of each twice a day, and then they'll have a 2-week protocol. And if they're not blown out of the water with how much better they feel, they can ask for their money back. The company is so confident that they say, try our product, and the first box of any product, we give a money-back guarantee, satisfaction guarantee. So you take baby boomers who feel like they're doing pretty well, Dr. Johnson. Maybe they're functioning 9 out of 10. They're functioning pretty well. They haven't been functioning 10 out of 10 for a long time. After a couple days of this protocol, they're going to feel that difference, especially if they rub a little of the Soul on that sore knee or that sore back, because it goes right through the skin with its anti-inflammation. And they'll know. So I tell people, start off with a pack of soul twice a day and a pack of core twice a day. Everybody would benefit from the bend if they're over 50 years old. Everybody would benefit from the pure. That's another fabulous GI product. But a lot of people, if they're eating a good enough diet, are getting pre and probiotics. So I'd want to take that on a case-by-case basis. Certainly if anybody had leaky gut syndrome or any autoimmune process, they should be on the pure and the form as well. And anybody with any joints and ligaments and cartilage issues, they'd be on the bend. But we start with the soul and the core because that really changes lives more than anything else. Is that lately great.
I've been taking three soles a day and two core a day. And it's really turned me around in terms of how I feel. And I'm a little older than you, so I'm just saying it really has dramatically helped me to feel good again.
Now, can you give me more details, Russ, about how it's helped you? Because I know you're a hard-working, busy man. There's no moth that grows under your feet. How has a relatively healthy, active man noticed this benefit?
Well, you know, listen, my next birthday is coming up next month, and I'll be 84 years old. So I'm saying when you get down this road, so to speak, sometimes your energy wanes a bit, you know, no matter how active you want to be. And I just noticed that when I've had some issues, but now that I've taken the core, as I indicated to you, two a day, three souls a day, I just feel 1,000% better. So that's the long and the short of it. I do exercise every day, at least 6-7 days a week, and I go walk and get into the gym and all of that. But it really has turned my life around in terms of how I feel. Now, let's talk about the bend for just a moment. The other day I had an extraction way back in the wisdom tooth, and that was a tough one. And I didn't expect that he had to do surgery at the same time. But anyway, he had to do some surgery on that because it, you know, it was a deep, deep, deep hole. And the pain that I had when I came eating. And so he had given me a prescription, but instead of taking the prescription, I took three bends, and within 12 hours, the pain has disappeared. So I just have to jump up and down about because I didn't want to take the opiates. You know how they get the after effect of the opiates. I didn't want to take them, but I did fill the prescription. But instead of taking them, I took three bends, and the rest is history. What can I say?
Well, you know, that's the thing, Dr. Johnson. When you experience something like that, you can't help but tell people. And I have dentists I encourage now, I work with, and they'll have their receptionist give people like you in the waiting room a pack of soul, and they'll say, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Wilson, the dentist, will be with you in a few minutes. Please help yourself to this anti-inflammatory seed drink, which will help your dental procedure be more effective. And I can tell you from experience, Dr. Johnson, that we had our youngest daughter, when it was time to get her wisdom teeth out, she'd had her older sister had a terrible experience. She was dreading this. We gave her soul on the way to the dentist. We gave her soul at the dentist's office, and we gave her a little bit of soul after the procedure. She got home and had a non-problematic evening, no pain to speak of. And then the next morning she woke up and she said, was that supposed to
be?
And we've had, you probably know Jed Nielsen, who's a wonderful physical therapist. I told him about this, and he took his two children, who are approximately the same age, for wisdom teeth removal. And Jed said that his daughter, who's always fast, she got into the dentist's office first before he had a chance to think about it, but he did give his son soul. So we had kind of a study going, you know, one with soul, one without soul. Otherwise, practically identical, healthy kids approximately the same age. And he called me up 8 hours later. He says, Dr. Weeks, I did what you said, and my son, who got the soul, is out playing basketball, having a great time. My daughter, who didn't get the soul, is still on the couch with ice, nursing her sore jaw. And so these products are powerful. These are not products which we say to people, take this, I think you'll feel better in a month or so. These are products which can have an effect within minutes, especially if they're given topically. But it's really a tremendous opportunity for people who care about other people to learn about the safest and most effective way to help people require less medication. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Here's another question. So the people who are on medication, they, you know, have some sugar problems, and they have maybe high blood pressure or maybe some cholesterol problems. So when you start taking the products and you start checking up on your you go get your test, and everything seems to be going down, and then the doctor would tell you, and I say, hey, listen, my blood pressure down is 120 over 70. What do you think? Oh, keep taking the medicine. So what would you say to the doctor or the nurses or the practitioner about that, to keep taking the medication as you always have taken it, in spite of the fact that it's going that way down?
Well, you and I know, Russ, that would be bad medicine. The doctor should say, wow, your problem, we're giving you medication to keep your blood pressure between 120 and 80, and now you're at 100 over 60. We need to give you less medication. The doctor would be unethical if he said, your lifestyle changes have been helping you become healthier and you require less medication, so stop your lifestyle changes. Go back to eating all sorts of junk. That would be just bad medicine. We have the next generation of healthcare, which is optimizing nutrition. And you mentioned blood pressure. There's a lot of people who are getting off of their blood pressure medications because they don't need them anymore. Now, here's the kicker. If they don't need the blood pressure medication anymore because they're taking the Soul and the Core, what happens 3 months later when they stop taking the Soul and the Core? They may need their blood pressure medication. So a lot of people say, well, this took away my migraine, but do I have to take it every day? And I say, you're darn right you do, and you should want to, because it's not only going to keep your migraine away, it's going to slow down the aging process. It's going to prevent things like Alzheimer's, which is inflammatory. So, yeah, this is a lifestyle change that people get on. They notice the difference. And if they do start to get off it for one reason or another, they'll often call me up and say, man, I've gone for a week off of this stuff. I ran out, and I really need it. Can you send it to me again? So we have products that really outperform anything else on the market, including prescription drugs. As a medical doctor, I'm telling you, sometimes you need prescription drugs to kind of buy some time. I'm not against prescription drugs. I'm just against lifelong addiction to prescription drugs. There's always a better solution for us.
Go ahead, Jane. Jane wanted to say
something. Yeah, I have a question for you also, especially since one of your specialties is in psychiatry. And, of course, these days we have all kinds of kids now with all kinds of mental health problems, you know, feeling depressed, have bipolar. And then, of course, we have kids now that are taking the vaccinations, and now it's awful, and people are coming, kids are coming down with autism, et cetera. Could you address those for us?
You know, Jane, thank you for bringing up those two things. The first thing is that the health of our children in America, it is astonishing. It is terrifying. Over a third of American children are chronically ill, asthma, all sorts of, you know, allergies. And if you look at the amount of medication being given these kids, horrible. They don't have a chance to develop their own immune system. The medications insinuate themselves, and they kind of act, Jane, if you think about the kid who's being bullied at school, and every time he starts to be bullied, his older brother comes in and rescues him. Well, the kid never learns to defend himself. And that's what's happening with these medications. They kind of rush in and they take care of the problem, and the immune system never learns how to defend itself. It becomes kind of a cripple. So these kids in America are being fed terrible food. They're being fed Roundup. You know, if you look at the glyphosate, the Roundup story, all the breakfast cereals seem to be intoxicated with this. You can't get a wine in California that doesn't have glyphosate in it. We are living in a very toxic world, so we need the Core for detoxification. But let's talk about psychiatry in general. And if anybody wants articles on this or more research, they can simply email me, and I will send them this literature. My email is very simply theseeddoctor@gmail.com, like the Theed Doctor, T-H-E-S-T-E-D Doctor. And I'll send this report on psychiatry. Here's what people need to know who are dealing with psychiatric ailments. They are all made worse by inflammation. Schizophrenia and psychosis is inflammatory. PTSD and anxiety, that's inflammatory. Insomnia is inflammatory. So if all of these psychiatric ailments are made better with anti-inflammatory agents, we have the solution. We have the safe and effective anti-inflammatory agents in the seeds. Now, why are the seeds better than Tylenol or aspirin or Motrin or any of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? Jane, it's because all of those anti-inflammatory agents have a narrow therapeutic window. The prescription or the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories have a narrow therapeutic window, meaning they basically would work at a certain dose, but too much can be very dangerous, like too much Tylenol will destroy your liver. Too much prednisone will shut down your immune system. Too much non-steroidal anti-inflammatories will give you heart attacks. The studies are very clear that these are very toxic drugs. Too much aspirin will make you bleed out and die of loss of blood. So the psychiatrist who's dealing with a depressed patient, even if the psychiatrist knows that anti-inflammatories would help this depressed patient, they are never going to tell a depressed patient to take Tylenol because the depressant might not be thinking clearly and instead of taking one a day might say, well, this is helping my depression, I'll take 10. And now they're in line for a liver transplant. Or the child who's told that anti-inflammatories will help his anxiety might take too much. The doctors don't have a safe and effective and cost-effective anti-inflammatory, so they don't tell psychiatric patients that anti-inflammatories are the treatment of choice for all psychiatric ailments. We've had autistic children who look you in the eye for the first time in years after taking Soul and Core because autism is a neuroinflammatory cytokine storm. It's hard for the child to look you in the eye when he's dealing with a blizzard inside of his brain because of toxins. He needs an anti-inflammatory. Same with Alzheimer's. Anti-inflammatories are the solution. But there are no safe anti-inflammatories, and that's why all of you need to talk with your doctors and say, start using these natural, organic, non-GMO anti-inflammatory seed oils. We have many testimonials of people with depressions. People can ask, can go to weeksmd.com. That's my website, weeksmd.com, and type in depression or type in optimizing psychiatric care. Or if they email me, theseeddoctor@gmail.com, I'll send some information to back all this up. The research is out there, Jane. Our products have been determined to be the best products on the market. We're just trying to get the word out that people can buy these at no risk.
You know, the products are really way out there in terms of helping people, not only here in the United States, but in the 47 countries that, you know, you go to Thailand, you go to Vietnam, you go to Poland, or Russia, wherever you go, the people are having tremendous results as a result of taking products. Now, what how can we further, besides word of mouth, how can we further expand the word that these products are really efficacious and they will help people with a variety of PTSDs and whatever they have? How can we do that? What would you suggest?
Well, I think that the thing is, Dr. Johnson, as you know, in general conversation, people will tell you about their sore back or their sore hip or their headache. Sometimes women won't tell you about the headaches because so many women deal with headaches so often that they just feel like people aren't interested anymore. But we have a friend who had half of her life, she was out for the count with migraines. 3 days out of seven, she was not able to go to work. And she started taking the Soul and the Core. Her headaches went away for the first time in 30 years. She tells people about it now. When people tell her about headaches, she says, go to my website, buy these products at wholesale pricing with a money-back guarantee. And if people won't do that, knowing that there's a guaranteed solution to their problem or their money back, then I realize they're comfortable with their illness and they don't want to change. But people who know about seed nutrition talk with people they care about, and that's how the word gets out.
Yeah, but
you know,
word of mouth.
If I could just mention a couple of things also. In regards to the Saul, we've been taking the Saul now for, you know, ever since way back when, 2011 or so. Anyways, one of the key things that I have found, we have found, is that it's very energizing as well. But I find that, you know, for children, you know, if they don't eat their vegetables and they're not eating properly, you know, if you give them just one packet of salt because it tastes great, you know, they're pretty good for the rest of the day. If they only eat, you know, a cracker or whatever else these kids eat, which is minimal. So that's what I think was really, really beneficial for them. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, Dr. Reese, is if you could also tell us a little bit about how, you know, so somebody who takes like one of those packets a day, that really fills all of the requirements from the Food and Drug Administration as far as what we need to take, right? And also for children.
Yeah, one packet of Saul, for example, Jane, has 8 servings of organic fruit and 8 servings of organic vegetables and 3 servings of organic seed oils. You're going to feed 8 people their fruits and vegetables for this meal. If 8 people came and sat at your table and said, please give us our meal of fruits and vegetables, our serving, one pack of Saul divided in 8 would serve 8 adults. So it's a nutrient-dense drink because the seed is where all the nutrition is concentrated in the plant. People can get by on one pack of Saul a day, but we have such a wonderful system for paying for referrals that I always recommend people take at least 2 packets of Saul a day. I have cancer patients I'm working with who take 10 and 15 packets of Saul a day. So it depends upon what your goal is, but I certainly think that one packet is better than nothing, but 2 packets a day is really the way it should be taken, about 12 hours apart.
Well, a lot of people do,
Dr. Russell. Dr. Weeks, could you tell us a little bit about the essential fatty acids? Because I don't think a lot of people know that those are essential as well, and that's all in the Saul.
Yeah, so when you're eating the seed products, the seed is about 50% oil, so you're getting a good quality oil. And, Jane, I think a lot of your listeners understand that there are good oils and bad fats. And when you're eating canola oil or hydrogenated, rancid, you know, French fry cooking oil, deep fry oil, that stuff is bad for you. But oil itself can be unadulterated, non-rancid. It can be like just from the seed itself. Just the way coconut oil is beneficial as the seed oil. The seeds all have wonderful oils as long as you don't let them go rancid. You know, when you open up your avocado and you take the pit out, the fruit of the avocado turns brown. If you leave the pit into the half you haven't eaten, it doesn't turn brown because the seed itself is intact and imparting antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits. The seeds are the secret to health. And if people can eat good quality oils, a lot of great things happen. Think about this from your automobile's perspective. Most people on this show today do change the oil in their car. But do they change their oil in their own body? No. The brain and the nervous system, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, that's a fatty organ, a fatty acid system. If you have any problems in your neurological system like MS or tremors, you need to change your oil. You need to have good oil going in and bad oil coming out. We've had people get off of multiple sclerosis medication when they take enough Saul and Core to flush their system and get rid of the bad oil in their system. You know, Jane, I think you can appreciate that when you're out in the sunshine, the sun hits your skin and creates vitamin D and all sorts of wonderful things, sulfated materials. But that's because the skin is made from good oils. If you were out in the sun after eating a diet of bad oils, like the oils which preserve baked goods, French fries, then your skin would be made of bad oils, and when the sun hits that, you get a cancer. But the sun is not dangerous to people who have good quality oil in their skin. So the
quickly, doctor, I just want to ask something about cancer, because I understand that black cumin seed has a tendency, over the history of the research that has been done about the fighting, is that they have several fighting agents against the effect of cancer. As a matter of fact, a case study in the 1913 August edition of the African Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine magazine states that a patient who had undergone treatment with black cumin seed extract experienced a complete recovery from hepatitis C and HIV. Are you doing any research in that area?
Well, the first thing I do, Dr. Johnson, is to look at the PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, which is the National Medical Library for Science and Medicine. The National Library, Pub, P-U-B-M-E-D. Any of the people on this radio show who are interested in health should be able to go find PubMed. And then that's the largest repository of scientific and medical knowledge. You can type in black cumin seed and any ailment. Black cumin seed at cancer, black cumin seed at diabetes, black cumin seed at hepatitis, black cumin seed at HIV. And you'll see a wealth of information. But again, nobody talks about it, Dr. Johnson, because nobody can patent this amazing seed. So the pharmaceutical companies would rather you didn't even know about it. But you and I know about it, and we're changing lives of thousands of people because the black cumin seed, especially when you eat the entire seed, has anti-cancer properties. For example, it stimulates something called P21. That's the cancer suppressor gene. So if you stimulate the body's ability to suppress cancer, that's kind of the holy grail. Chemotherapy drugs, which suppress P21, sell for thousands of dollars of treatment. Well, guess what black cumin seed does? It suppresses P21. It also suppresses a number of other cancer oncogene processes like P10s and so forth. You could go to weeksmd.com, and there are two videos on the right side of the page, top two, which talk about these seeds and cancer, which is very helpful. There's lots of, so Dr. Johnson, you're exactly on target. These products have been tested to be powerful anti-cancer agents.
So as a protocol then, all of us, whether we be baby boomers or millennials, to ward off all the pesticides and herbicides that we're taking in with the foods we eat, should be taking at least minimally, three soles or two soles a day, you say, and two cores, at least those two. Now, let's talk about form. Now, there are a lot of people who go to these shops and they get a protein shake. And there are a lot of discussion about whey protein versus any other. I know the company has form. I know you've been in the middle of that controversy. Can you give us some insight, sir?
Yeah, so the benefit of whey protein powder is that it increases your glutathione level, which is a sulfur-containing amino acid, which is very beneficial. Glutathione is good, glutathione. And whey increases that. But whey is very inflammatory. That's what people are missing, Dr. Johnson. When you're taking whey-based protein, and about 80% of the protein powders out there are whey, you're getting an inflammatory insult to your body. So I say no whey to whey. No whey to whey.
So if I purchase some whey, I need to take it back to the GNC store and just get on form and stay there for the rest of my life. Is that right?
I would say so, but I would also go back to the GNC. Just, you can go to weeksmd.com and type in whey, W-H-E-Y, and you'll see a lot of the study. Hopefully the GNC guy understands and says, well, where can I get some of this seed product? And there you go. Seed-based nutrition is in the ascendancy. It's the revolution in nutrition is to eat the seed, not the protein from milk. As you know, dairy itself can be delicious, but is one of the least healthy foods, one of the most toxic foods. Now, my granddad had a dairy farm, so this is a bit heretical that I'm a grandson of a dairy farmer and telling you not to eat dairy products. But the average gallon of milk produced in America today in no way resembles the milk produced 50 years ago, you know, with human growth hormone equivalents, the bovine growth hormone. There's all sorts of toxins in the milk. What people don't understand, Dr. Johnson, is that human breast milk, like any mammalian milk, concentrates what's in the blood tenfold. So the woman who is smoking and breastfeeding her baby, her baby's getting 10 cigarettes for every cigarette she smokes. The milk concentrates toxins. So when you're eating a dairy product, you know, our Asian friends, our black, Afro-American friends have problems with lactose. Dairy is very, very toxic. If you want to help a population of black people feel better, get them off of the dairy, especially their kids. Food allergies go away. They can concentrate better in school. Dairy is very, very inflammatory. You want to avoid
even if it's organic.
Even if it's organic,
even
and
if it's
even if
it's
raw.
Organic. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. One last thing. Talking about the whey, Dr. Russell, as far as
sure.
the form, does the form also contain glutathione, which is what people are looking for in the whey?
There is some glutathione there, but the whey is the best option. You can simply take a supplement called N-acetylcysteine, NAC. That'll give you all the glutathione you want. Avoid the dairy. I'd hate to sound un-American, but if people are curious, just go to weeksmd.com and type in dairy, and you'll see the problems with the dairy.
Okay. We have about 4 minutes left. So, one, first of all, Dr. Weeks, if people want to get a hold of you or they feel like they might need a consult with you, how do they reach you?
They would reach me at info@chimes, like Corrective Health Institute Medical Education Services, info@chimes.education. You have to spell out education. That's where we do our consulting. And any questions regarding seeds could be simply theseeddoctor@gmail.com.
Wow.
Fantastic.
What a
okay.
wealth of information, I tell you.
Yeah.
You're going to help us to live to be
so
at least 120, is that right? Wow, doctor, I really appreciate it.
Wow.
The fun is that the more people understand about this, the more power they have to really help their loved ones. And I have to tell you, Jane, you mentioned the vaccinations. I'm not going to let that drop. In my opinion, it's a crime against humanity, all these vaccines. You and I, we had maybe two or three as a kid. Now you don't get to be 6 years old in America without having 72 vaccines. It is a horrible situation. And we can talk more about that at a certain point.
Well, a lot of people think it's a conspiracy to get rid of the people on the planet.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, let's talk about that.
Kids, any kid going to get vaccinated should be on Soul and Core.
Okay.
So you'd rather say,
rather than
the vaccination, then people should lean towards Soul and Core.
Absolutely.
And even if they're taking, as a preventative, they need to continue to flush it through their system.
We need to get that message out there. I tell you, it needs to be on ABC, CBS, and NBC. But go ahead. Go ahead, Jane. You got it.
We only have like 1 more minute left. And I just wanted to let all of our listeners know that if they're interested in any of these products, you can go to our own website, which is www.myrainlife.com/ Zaraya, Z-A-R-A-Y-A. Again, it's MyRain, M-Y-R-A-I-N, Life, L-I-F-E, .com/ Zaraya, Z-A-R-A-Y-A. And you know how to be able to reach Dr. Weeks. At least go to his website, which is weeksmd.com. Right, Dr. Weeks?
Yep, weeksmd.com.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah,
well
I think a program
so
like this is just key to helping people stay healthy, because not too many allopathic physicians and not too many other people care about the masses of people being healthy. All they want to do is poison them, in my opinion, but that's all right. So, doctor, really appreciate all the information that you bring forth and helping us to stay healthy as we finish our projects on this planet.
Well, I tell you, Jane, good for you and Billy to help so many people. The main missing ingredient, which we've all forgotten, is we don't eat the seed anymore. So eat the seed.
Thank you. Oh, that was fabulous. And our call is done. So we shall say good day. And thank you, everyone, for being here. And thank you, Dr. Weeks. And thank you very much, Dr. Russell, for being here with us today. So we will call it the hour. Thank you so much, everyone.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.